Okay, so again, we're in Kuflama Base, all the way at the end of Kuflama Base, but there's a long Ramon at the end of Kuflama Base. So we are on the last few words on page 29. We touched on this last time we were together, which I think was, you know, constant Thursday, right? We were at a constant on Thursday. So it was Wednesday, but very interesting Ramon. Now again, we're going through the davening during the day. So we talk about Ashrei, and we talk about Uval Tzion, introduction of Uval Tzion. Baruch HaShulchan has a whole discussion about the end of Uval Tzion, the whole, all the psukim that we say at the end of Uval Tzion. Really beautiful. But, okay, last word says, V'yesh HaKasu, some write, now page 30, Lizar Lomar Pitum HaKtoras Mitoch HaKsav, that when you say Pitum HaKtoras, so you all know what Pitum HaKtoras is, it's the ingredients of the Ketores, the incense. So you should be careful to read it from something that's written down, not to say it by heart. V'lo ba'al peh, mishum she'amira b'makom haktora, because by saying how they made the ketores or the ingredients of the ketores, it's like you brought the ketores. So this is what we ended up with last time. To me, this is one of the most very powerful Rama. We don't appreciate it. You say something, so like it's like you brought the ketores. Amazing.
It's like you did it.
Yeah.
But if you read the recipe, that's not like you did it.
No, if you read the recipe, it's like you did it. So you have to be careful to read it. Not to say it by heart. Why? Because since, if you say it, it's like you brought it, v'chayshina, and we're scared, shema yedaleg echa mesam amanim, then maybe you'll skip one of the ingredients. V'amrinan, and you say in the Pitum HaKtoras is out. Shuchayv Misa, that if they left out one of the ingredients, curtains. Chayv Misa. Shuchayv Misa im chaser achas mesam amanim. Right? So since, if you left out one, person would be liable for their life. So therefore, since when you say, that's a very powerful thing, right? That's what we're talking about Wednesday. We have to remember this. And when we say something, like when you daven, it's like you brought in the korban. When you say, it's a very, or anything we say, the effect that it has, even though we don't see it, we don't tangibly see it. So therefore, as Ashkenazim, based upon that idea, we don't say it during the week, right? You know, some Sfarim do. Or even some Ashkenazim, they bring it in the van. Shemamarim l'malachtam, because we're running out, hopefully not so much here, but still. V'chashen shem yedalek, and we're scared maybe we'll skip one of the ingredients. So therefore, on Shabbos, when you're just in a hurry to get to Kiddush, which might be a separate issue, they say for the announcement, so it's still good. So, Mr. Eskowitz is giving me a look. Some people. So therefore, we say it on Shabbos, and we don't say it during the week. Okay. And when you leave shul, the pasuk Hashem nacheni, and then you bow, and you leave the shul. So the Mishpura explains, we'll just do this point, and then we'll get back to the Torahs. That because in the Beis Hamikdash, when they finish the avoda, they had to bow and leave. So therefore, it's the same thing. We'd like to end the avoda. We like to do something in the Beis Hamikdash. So then you have to bow. You have to follow that model. Okay, so before we get to this, okay, so let's go back to this idea about the Ketores. So the idea of the Ketores is you got to watch it with the Ketores. When you say the Ketores, when you say everything about the Ketores, so they bring down, the Piskei Tshuvos bring down. Right. That according to the Ari, some people say it also not only in the davening, but before davening. I'm sure you've noticed in Korbanos in the morning, it talks about the Ketores. So that's based upon the Ari. So he says, you have to be very careful when you say Pitum HaKtoras. Achar tefillah, at the end of davening, and say it very carefully. Ki mesugo levato gzeros ros. Because it's a skula. We all know what a skula is. It's a skula to nullify bad decrees. And he brings down from the Zohar, in Parshas Pinchas, that it says, Amar Botzina Kadisha, which means Rosh Shimon ben Yochai said, Ketores de Basar Tzelusa, that if you have Ketores after davening, you say the Ketores, after you daven, Ihika Korbon, it's like a Korbon, Umandiema Pitumak Ketores, Basar Tilo David, and if you say Ketores after Tilo David, after Ashrei, Bitul Mosanam Vesa, it gets rid of any classical death in your house. Very strong language. Again, he brings down the name of the Ari that they say before Mincha. You might see that also. Say before Mincha. So now we see how powerful it is. How powerful it is based upon that Zohar. So we can understand why people want to say it, besides the fact that they brought the Ketores. And so therefore, as we saw before, you have to, so it, since it's parallel to bringing the Ketores, so you have to say it. So therefore, since they brought the Ketores, you have to say it. So now we see the reason behind it. So the Ramah said the reason why we don't say it, except for Hanshans, is because the Ramah says, right, this is the Ramah talking, this whole thing about the Ketores, is because we're scared you'll leave out an ingredient. And if you leave out an ingredient, curtains. So it's very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Beis Yosef, right? Right, so now just bear this in mind. Right, we Ashkenazim, we don't say it except for on Shabbos, when we assume you're not in much of a rush. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Beis Yosef, who was a mefakpek bezeh, who argued with this, to put it that way. Da'lo emisa el ba'ak tarasa, that the only time a person would be chayav misa is if you brought Torah that was missing an ingredient. You actually did it. You actually brought it. V'lo ba'amira. Not just by saying it. Where do you see your chayav misa if you said something? Right? Again, think of it in these other terms. In other words, according to the Ramah, how powerful words are. So the Beis Yosef, again, the Svardim, say no. Obviously, nobody's going to argue with the halakha that if you person brought a lacking Ketores, that's a bad news. But not for saying. And also, he says, the Beis Yosef says, well, they misa el b'mezid. It's only if you did it on purpose. Right? When you're saying the Ketores, we assume you're not purposely leaving out a word. I don't know. You're going through it and you skip something. It's by accident. When purposely leave out an ingredient of the Ketores. So there he says, therefore, people say it every day. Right? But then the Mishnah Berurah says that according to our minhag, that we Ashkenazim, we don't say it, the only time we say it is on Shabbos or Yom Tov, right? When we're not in a hurry to get out. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so since you only say it once a week, so then it doesn't flow as easily. So therefore, we're going back to the Ramah is right. I mean, Ramah is always right, but in other words, that the Mishnah Berurah says, since you only say it once a week, you should say it from a sitter. You should read it carefully because you're not used to saying it. So then, you might mess it up. So therefore, you should be careful, since we say the Ketores only infrequently, so if we have to be careful to say it out of a sitter. So therefore, we're reversed back the other way. In other words, since we Ashkenazim go like the Ramon, we only say it on Shabbos, we don't say it well. I mean, we don't say it often, I should say. And the Ramon says, you got to be careful when you say it, because you got to be careful, because it's actually like you did it. So therefore, you got to be careful. You read it, a good print, be careful. Svardim, I said, go like the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, you didn't do it on purpose. And if you left one out, and not only that, but it's only saying it's not exactly like bringing it. So therefore, you see, Svarim say it every day. Chassidim say it every day.
Isn't it maybe a good show to do the Korban Tami anymore?
Yeah. We do do it.
But that's Korban Tami, not the Ketores.
It's not Ketores.
Ketores is like after Ein Kel Kanan, right? Or again, you'll see it if you say Korbanos. It's in Korbanos before Mizmor Shir.
Yeah.
There.
Don't
okay? Say it carefully. Yeah, well, some say. Okay, so that's very interesting. Okay, we're going to get more of this. Bli Nether tomorrow. Bli Nether. Okay.